Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Martina, that was the head of the NEA, if you hadn't heard that.
We are the NEA! We are the NEA! And that's what we do!
All right, that is a formidable other side here. Why do we need vouchers or anything like that?
I actually did hear that, Dom, and I was blown away by it as their own membership continues to protest them. It's very ironic in that way. I think there was also something that Randy Weingarten had tweeted or something, and it said tonight's sunset, and she misspelled tonight. So, you know, it's just you really have to wonder where the priorities are when it comes to the individuals that are running those organizations. It's certainly not our students, as we've seen the outcomes locally in Philadelphia. Only 36% of third graders are at, like, reading grade level. I think 27% or so can do math. It's something else. And that's why I've been a strong voice for our families, getting the opportunity to choose what school is best for their child. These school choice scholarships, the Lifeline scholarship proposal that I've put out, is just a wonderful opportunity to be able to help those families get out of these tough situations when it comes to getting their kid a better quality education.
So is big picture on this that Shapiro and, of course, Democrats in the House where you are, they can't wait to get on so-called rainy day fund, the $14 billion, whatever it is, and spend billions. You'd have to put up with that, but I would have to say, if that's the bargain and we actually get vouchers, school choice, because it'll be revolutionary, I'd be tempted to say I'd bite the bullet and have to do it. Is that what the battle, or are they the sides on this?
Yeah, I think the battle for this budget is a few different items. It's education, it's transportation funding, it's various tax credit proposals, but ultimately, I think the critical point that can be a game changer for Pennsylvania and its future is this school choice initiative. And, you know, last year we saw the governor kind of reneged on the proposal, and the Senate was very upset. This year, they are very strong on the issue, and I'm very hopeful as this week progresses that they can come to some sort of a conclusion and what I believe would be the inevitable result being a school choice scholarship plan that can help kids.
Now, with Shapiro, Martina, just in a political sense, I could make the argument it hurts him because, you know, nationally, the progressives, Democrat Party, going to be very tough with a guy who actually does the right thing here on this. On the other hand, it would put him on the map. It lets him masquerade as a moderate, which he's very skillful at. I don't know how, because he's not moderate to me, and I think you see the inner workings. He's hardly a moderate. So which way is Harrisburg thinking Shapiro goes on this?
Me personally, I think that he I just think he backed out. I don't think he has the willpower or the political clout to pull it off. I think he has failed previously. He hasn't worked real hard,
okay,
to be honest, on trying to get it done. He certainly goes publicly and says, oh, yeah, I'm for it. But then behind the scenes, he doesn't do much to advocate for it. It's primarily the Senate Republicans who've been an advocate for the school choice initiative. And he gets to know behind the scenes that, you know, it's a very difficult thing to get done. And he's leaving the House Democrats to take the heat on it while he gets to go publicly and say, oh, well, you know, I'm still for it and be the nice guy. Right. But the reality is he toes the line on a lot of issues, just like this one. And I think that during budget negotiations, it's, you know, just one of those top priorities for the Senate Republicans that they're not going to give up on. And for him to, you know, he really needs to step up if he's going to get a budget done, you know, within the week. So I'm hopeful, but I don't trust him, and I don't think the Senate should either.
Would he veto it?
That's a great question. I suspect if he got enough national pressure, he probably would. He would just claim it's not the proposal that he's agreeable to and
right,
not meeting his criteria and all that kind of baloney. But, you know, that's just how I see him. I'd like to think of him to be a better, you know, leader than that. But from everything I've seen so far, it's just leads me to believe that would be the case.
Martina, while we have you here, too, I know you're in Harrisburg, but you're plugged into this. We had Marissa Fitzgerald on earlier, the widow of Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald. And it seems, according to various sources, that Krasner has to decide by Wednesday on the death penalty in this case. And there are reports that he wouldn't even go for life without parole for the alleged killer.
Yeah, Krasner is just the same old, right? I mean, he still doesn't prosecute criminals to the fullest extent that the law allows and what he can prove with the information that he has. And this poor family, you know, they just deserve better. I'm so tired of hearing the stories about how Krasner's impacting law-abiding citizens, officers on our street, and sadly, victims of crime and their families. They just they deserve so much better than what he does.
Bottom line, then, this week critical, you're thinking, to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. So I think that we have put forward a lot of effort into the advocacy on a variety of issues, and, you know, whether it be transportation funding in terms of mass transit across the Commonwealth or, like I said, Lifeline scholarships and school choice initiatives. I mean, at one point, the governor had said publicly again that he could be for a tax credit. And if you remember last year, Dom, the House Democrats passed a child care tax credit, right?
Right.
To help families pay for a variety of needs in that regard. But they won't expand it to education, right? So a tax credit that we are proposing that could give families $8,000 back if they pay for private school, that is a proposal that was brought forward as well in the Senate recently. To help accommodate the governor, to give him a different option that he had even himself said he would support. But then he goes and says to the public again, you know, oh, I'm not for that. So, you know, it's tough. Budget negotiations are tough, especially when you have a tightly divided legislative body. And that's why I think the governor, you know, he's really got to step up his game and he's got to get to the table and really negotiate properly to do what's right for Pennsylvania, especially with all the national attention he's getting.
Martina, thank you, and thanks. This is so much. You've been a force for this. It would make such a difference, and it would open the floodgates. I mean, it would just play into parental rights as the issue here, and letting them go from some of these public schools that are just not going to be good. So thank you, Martina, and hope to talk with you later in the week.
All right. Sounds good, Dom. Look forward to it as well.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.